My first question outside of those was, could you tell me what the relationship was like between NASA and the VA during the time of your presidency?
During the VA?
Yeah, what the
During the VA, I was secretary to the Department of Veterans Affairs Advisory Committee for 5 years.
Oh.
Following me was Jim Bumbard. He was the next to be to serve as on the Secretary's Educational Committee, and I think he even chaired the committee.
Yeah, he mentioned that he did right after he was NASA president, but then he was on the VA Education Committee. Yes.
Yeah. He was immediately following me.
Yes, yes. Okay. What was the relationship like between NASA as a whole and VA? I mean, did you guys agree on things? Did you have disagreements?
I think there was a big change the year I first became president. Kind of emphasized Title 38, saying that we're a cooperative. We're it's a cooperative relationship, and from that point on, it really was. So that would have been about 92 or 93.
Okay. Nice. And what was NASA's relationship like with Congress?
Well, that's difficult. I think Congress, there was, at time, Congress saved us, but it was an individual effort, usually.
Okay.
And other than that, I have no idea how they regarded us.
Okay. And did you work a lot with other veterans groups, like the VFW and Student Veterans of America?
Well, since I retired, I have. I've been with the Legion, and I was commander of MVETS 906 in Bowling Spring Lakes. While I served, we were, I know when I was on the Secretary's Advisory Committee, the representative of the VFW was there. But day to day, we did not.
And can you recall what, if any, legislation passed during your presidency?
No, I don't believe there was any major legislation while I was president.
Do you recall any type of legislative goals that NASA had during that time, of things you may have wanted to change?
Well, we were always for better educational benefit, and certainly the House of Congress was with us on that. We just could never get the money that we desired and what the House desired, and that was true for a long time. After the Montgomery GI Bill, we were looking to enhance the GI Bill, the educational GI Bill, and it never happened in my time. The last time I attended my advisory committee meeting, we got turned down again. We did, the House did, got turned down. For a good advance in the educational GI Bill.
And do you recall any events that were happening domestically or in the world that may have influenced the goals of NASA during your presidency?
Okay, Kent State in probably 1972, where there was a huge overpayment with colleges, and we had a big, we acted accordingly. Finally, the VA wanted colleges and universities to take attendance because of those overpayments. And what we finally worked out was that the college would have the veterans attest to their pursuit of so many credit hours.
That sounds like a good compromise.
Yeah, it was.
And can you think of any individual accomplishments in your own state or within NASA during your presidency that you can highlight for us?
Nothing that we were responsible for. I know that New York had already put in place some benefits for veterans. We did nothing to improve it. But now that I'm in North Carolina, I see that New York State was ahead of many other states in providing tax relief and that kind of thing for veterans.
Okay.
All right.
All of the questions I had for you. I'm going to turn off the recording now.
Okay, great. Good talking to you.